3%, but he would still win nationally. All right, so he wins, beats Romney relatively narrowly,
right.
But he would still win hypothetically. President Obama versus Newt Gingrich, look at this. President Obama 56%, Newt Gingrich 40%.
Yeah.
That's a 16-point split.
Right.
Ron Paul, by the way, does a lot better than Newt Gingrich, yeah. Hypothetically. He's like Mitt Romney, 52-45. Jack Cafferty's here with the Cafferty File. Jack.
Well, 2 weeks from today, we'll know the answer to this. But as of this moment, Ron Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the Iowa caucuses. And that has many mainstream Republicans positively apoplectic. Despite being largely ignored by the mainstream media, the 76-year-old Texas congressman is at or near the top of virtually all the polls in the state of Iowa as we enter the home stretch in the first 2012 race for the White House. What's refreshing is that Ron Paul's done it the old-fashioned way, with a consistent message and the best outreach operation in the state of Iowa. Andrew Sullivan writes for the Daily Beast that Ron Paul is generating enthusiasm and support among young voters and Democrats and independents. In other words, voters who could actually help the Republicans beat President Obama next November. Now, you'd think that is just what the Republican Party is looking for, somebody who can beat Obama next November. When it comes to Ron Paul, though, not so fast. Republicans are already set to spin a Ron Paul victory in Iowa by basically ignoring it. Iowa's governor is out saying they'll focus on who comes in second or third. A Washington Examiner column by Timothy Carney suggests the primary contest will get downright ugly if Ron Paul wins Iowa. Carney points to Pat Buchanan's New Hampshire victory in 1996, where both the Republican establishment and the mainstream media rallied to crush his campaign. Carney says if Paul wins, his critics will imply that he's a racist or a kook or a conspiracy theorist, his quotes. Whether the GOP establishment likes it or not, Ron Paul has the power to really shake things up if he wins Iowa. People in Iowa are rallying around someone who, for the first time in a long time, represents real change. Real change. And that has to scare the hell out of both parties. Here's the question. What'll happen to the Republican field if Ron Paul wins the Iowa caucuses? Go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile, post a comment on my blog, or go to our post on the Situation Room's Facebook page. Wolf?
It'll shake things up a little bit. There's no doubt about that, Jack.
Big time.